producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Adon Salazar just came. Adon Salazar just ran in here and told me that Donald Trump just called Ted Cruz an anchor baby. Well, I'll say this, that is a next level of wildness from Trump. It's pretty funny if true. Can we go to Trump's? Bring Adon in here. I want to hear what he said. Let's put him on the mic right now. And if it's true, let's tweet it out. If that's true, that's the kind of anchor baby I want, you know, where the family doesn't want communism, comes here, has good jobs, works hard, produces things, pro-Second Amendment, pro-property rights. Pretty hilarious. So as a kid or Adon told us, okay, I know you guys were talking to me earlier. It's Kit Daniels about to jump on the mic there. Let's go to him there in the control room. And it's okay if it's blurred. You just turn the camera on. It's all right. Let's go ahead and go right to Kit Daniels with this. Kit, give us this breaking news.
Yeah, on top of Judge right now, it says Trump at a rally in Iowa pointed out that Ted Cruz is technically an anchor baby from Canada.
Well, I mean, technically an anchor baby from Cuba. That's where they originally came from.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care if a baby comes here and the parents are here and they work and promote the Second Amendment. In fact, if we had 40 million illegals here that were like, you know, Alex Joneses or Matt Drudges or something, I'd be say, fine. I don't want to bring people here and turn them into socialists, and then I got to pay for them, and then some idiot like Bernie Sanders gets in and puts me and my family in a work camp.
Yeah, so, I mean, even more than that, it's like by opening the borders, we're supporting human trafficking. There's more people that are enslaved now than any point in human history.
Well, we'll punchgrudgereport.com up. I usually have it up on with the big screen or my iPad. My iPad died, and then the big screen had Skype on it. We just had Dr. Boyle on it. But I'm sure Paul Joseph Watson will cover that coming up in the next segment. There it is. Some Clinton emails too damaging to release, Obama administration confirms. Wait a minute. I thought there was nothing in there. And yeah, there it is. Says he's an anchor baby. That is hilarious. And then let's punch up Infowars.com. Let's see the latest there. I mean, I'm really bad about not looking at InfoWars, and then I look at Drudge instead. InfoWars is great. I mean, Drudge overall just has the best layout. That's why I copied it with Jones Report, but couldn't do it as good as he did, so defunct it. There's a lot up there on InfoWars.com that is very, very important, and on PrisonPlanet.com as well, and they really want to censor this, folks. So be sure and get it out to everybody you know. A lot of key videos, a lot of key articles, a lot of key information. Oh, big story on Drudge. Speaking of that, this is a article out of WorldNet Daily. Media coup. Drudge poised to overtake CNN. And I'm not going to have time to get to this, but I know Paul Watson's going to be getting into this some. A report that looks at where online newsreaders go for their daily scoop shows Matt Drudge, who operates the popular headline aggregation site, is a must-read, and is gaining big on massive media organizations like NBC, CNN, yeah. And when you add him by himself, he's bigger than them, bigger than Twitter, bigger than New York Times. But where CNN is still big is their website. They are horrible. A couple hundred thousand viewers, average show. I mean, their TV is a joke. But their internet is still huge. In fact, was the biggest, basically. And the latter specifically might want to take notice. CNN has spent the last 5 years loudly proclaiming the dominance of the news market, even as competitors like Fox News and now Drudge have gained steam. And so Drudge is growing, they're contracting, so they keep announcing Drudge is dying and we're dying. We're exploding. But with that comes cost, comes attacks, comes you name it. That's why you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com today, where we have free shipping on orders above $50, where we have 25% off DNA Force, but it will be gone tomorrow, so I'd get in on that now. Super Male Vitality, a Brain Force, try it. Deep Cleanse is back in stock. So many other great products. You know, the best oregano oil that we could absolutely find of the highest quality, so good for you, from the Mediterranean. Organic, the best formula, so incredibly low priced, with all the best ingredients for your prostate, on and on and on. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Paul Joseph Watson. is coming up. You know, when I'm affectionate, I give people nicknames. And the red coat is the kind of red coat I love. And he's coming up. So I'm the pumpkin head. Joe Biggs is the wet cat. And Paul Watson is the red coat. We'll be back with us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. We're going to cut some new liners soon. I've got to write them, though, for the fourth hour. They're tailored to whoever's hosting. This is Paul Watson. I love Paul Watson hosting. You know, I made Paul Watson. He's been here 14 years. Start getting on air. He's a smart guy. And he's a good-looking guy, too. He finally cut his hair. He looks like a 007 or something over here. Paul Joseph Watson. That's what Nico was saying. Yeah, it looks like a spy or something. Whereas I look like a Southern Baptist preacher. Paul Watson, there is so much going on in the world. Just crazy amounts of good things happening. Crazy amounts of bad things happening. And I know you're over there in London. I just hope you don't get too busy, you know, with all the ladies over there. As I know you are, I've been over there with you, for you to not actually get some work done around here. No, seriously, you're producing prodigious amounts of material for Her Majesty. But what is on the plate for today? I haven't talked to you in a while. We used to talk on the phone every day about the stories and articles, but I've gotten too busy. You've gotten too busy. It was good to have you here a few months ago in Austin, Texas. But, I mean, wow, what would you say about the Trump debate? Because I just want to hear what you have to say. And what would you say about the overall state of the world right now and what's coming up today? And then I'm going to punch you out of here.
Well, you know, I've been hot on this migrant issue for a long time now, because over the past few months, we've had army chiefs and security experts in four different major European countries, Switzerland, Germany, France and Sweden, all saying that this is going to lead to mass civil unrest. And in the case of the Swiss Army General and the Swedish military source, World War III. That's not Alex Jones saying that. That's not me saying that. These are top brass warning that this is going to happen.
I'm glad you raised that, because I covered that on Monday and Tuesday, and then just didn't keep beating the drum, because we have Democrat senators coming out on video saying they're trying to pass worldwide martial law, and domestically they're taking over. Watch out. Ron Paul comes on. He's worried. I'm worried. No one covered it. I mean, they had dry articles about authorization of military force, like they were talking about the price of Swiss cheese or something. I mean, what do you think's going on here, Paul? What are they gearing up for?
Well, this is why the German media, the German authorities, and authorities in other countries, including Finland, we reported on, are deliberately burying crimes committed by these migrants. And now it's come out today, again out of a German newspaper. All these stories come out of German language, Austrian language, Swedish newspapers. So if we don't
rape a 75-year-old woman in anally, I hate to say that, but that's what they did, and the police don't even deport them. It's like, that's your culture. You're allowed to rape old women. Plus, I hate rapists, but why are they always raping old women? What's wrong with these people?
They rape anyone they can get their hands on. It's tolerant. It's liberal. But in Germany, they're saying that refugees who commit minor crimes, if they steal or if they assault somebody, will not be charged for anything. So now they're just giving them carte blanche to commit minor
Good
crimes.
God.
And after the sexual molestations in Cologne, which still rumble on, every single day I see articles in these European newspapers about attacks. There was one yesterday in Germany, a father with a baby. He was confronted by two of these migrants. They stabbed him, chased him. He had to jump into a frozen lake with a baby just to try and save his life.
But that baby was white, though, so it deserved it.
Yeah, and the reaction, again, is completely mute. And these stories are happening every single day.
I see five or six new ones. France admits their highways are collapsing. They won't even say it's roving bands, but local news does, of just people robbing everything. Just you'll be at a red light, and 50 people run out and just rob you and drag you off into the bushes.
And those are the people that Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour MP, the opposition MP in Britain, leader of the Labour Party, he wants to invite all those 3,000 migrants, and that's just in the one camp alone, into the United Kingdom. These people are now going out into residential streets in Calais, throwing bricks at residents, throwing tires at them.
And the police, we have video of that. The police won't respond to that. But if people peacefully come out to protest, they arrest you, tear gas you, and arrest German and also French major political leaders of mainline parties that criticize it, like Marie Le Pen.
Yeah, and you watch that video out of Calais. You have left-wing communists enabling these migrants to break the law. They stormed a ferry, and the French police just let them on. You can see it in the video. But if you're a Dutch person who says on Twitter, I think our refugee policy is a, quote, bad plan, you get a home visit from the frigging police.
This is what the socialists and liberals deserve, total communist takeover. And with their, but they know the communist Europeans are so wimpy, they can't red terror for them, so they're bringing in this leftist jihad. I mean, man, this is so screwed up. Thank God for George Washington and the Second Amendment, baby, because DHS, you'll never get our guns, so your little radical Islamic friends can rape and murder everybody. We checkmated you a long time ago, filth. I'm sorry, Paul. I'm gonna hand it over to you, but you're right, and you need to stay on me, because I get desensitized to five articles a day. I'm not even playing these videos. I just go, I have five more rape videos. I have five more. What about them raping and pooping in the pool video? They just show up in mass and jump in the pool and start urinating and defecating and raping. I mean, what? Where the hell do these people? Who are these people?
That was xenophobic to even talk about that, and the swimming pool had to lift the ban. So those, they could masturbate and poop in the pool and sexually molest women because it's trendy and we have to tolerate it because this is the cultural.
How about we send them to these presidents and prime ministers and Labour Party heads' houses? How about they just take in 10 per house? They can have poop parties there.
If you analyze all these pro-mass immigration politicians, not a single one of them lives in the areas in these major cities where there is mass immigration.
Paul, I'm going to hand it over to you. Great job. I just wanted to say hi to you. And just thank you for all the great work you and your brother Steve are doing. I really want to get Steve, who's just as smart as you are, to start coming on the broadcast. Now, if your code name is Redcoat, his code name, we're going to blow it here today on air, is Yoda. And who gave him the name Yoda?
Well, he was in the band Squidmaker, remember? You gave him that moniker as well.
He did that time, come on, like with his legs crossed like Yoda, remember? He said he looks like Yoda. Anyway, your brother's awesome, man. Why can't we get him on? I love him.
I'll just ask him. I'm sure he'll come on.
I want him on. Anyways, I know he's too busy, just like you with the ladies. It's a serious problem, guys. It is. So I'll see you later, bro. Go ahead and take over the transmission. I'm going to go work around here. I'll do Facebook mentions when you're off, and then we'll be tracking stuff over the weekend. By the way, I want to get you signed up. We can get it for you, Facebook mentions. People are like, why are you using that? Well, because the average video has like 500,000, a million views. I want to get you on that, too. If I do that, will you? If I get you signed up for that, because we have the connections, can I get you to do some on the news and stuff?
Yeah, I'll definitely do it.
All right. And like I said, if you want me to get a camera crew in England for you, we'll start doing some camera stuff, too. I want to open up our first international bureau, and I just need you to decide that you are going to captain that.
Sounds good to me.
Will you do it for Her Britannic Majesty?
As long as you don't send me into Molenbeek again, I'll do anything.
What? But there's a myth they try to run you out, right?
Oh, yeah, it never happened, of course.
All right, Paul, I'll see you. Have a great weekend. Paul Watson takes over. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Spread the word. You are a weapon system. We can win. We can beat these people. They're trying to break our will right now to where anything goes, where they can tell five-year-olds how to, you know, give oral sex in school and tell them how to be trannies and say mommies and daddies are bad and ban Christmas and ban Martin Luther King because he's racist. And, I mean, literally happening at the University of Oregon. Just to be so crazy, you just go, okay, whatever you say. That's 1984. And the Zika virus, the bioweapon, we're all in this together. Let's come together. But my gosh, if they're going to repeople Europe, repeople them with like somebody like Latin America or Africa or Eastern Europe or anywhere, but the worst countries in the Middle East, people that just like run around frothing, murdering each other, women are property, hoods on their heads, beekeeper suits, and the left just, I'm telling you, the left in downtown Austin, these hookah bars, it's the trendy thing for feminists to have like a Muslim boyfriend that slaps them around. I've seen it, folks. I mean, I'm serious. It's like feminine cuckolding. Well, let's hand it over to Paul Watson. Paul Watson, you take control.
Okay, thanks, Alex. And on that point, as we saw a couple of days ago, we had the article on Infowars.com. The feminist women of Cologne, who, bearing in mind, in the days after the mass molestation of hundreds and hundreds of women on New Year's Eve, blamed white German men, even though it was already known at that point that almost all of the perpetrators were Muslim migrants, they came out to Cologne, to the biggest refugee center in Cologne, just this past weekend, actually, and gave roses to the migrants, some of whom were probably involved in that mass sexual molestation. So you've got feminists and just ordinary women, left-wingers, going out and apologizing to the migrants, apologizing for the xenophobia, simply because German people are rightly concerned about these issues. And it wasn't just in Cologne, of course, it was in Hamburg and a number of other cities. What's it going to take? A German's going to have to be, you know, being beheaded on the streets of Berlin for the left wing to realize that this is a problem, that there is a massive element within Islam that encourages this, and the primary victims of it are other Muslim women and children in these migrant camps. In fact, we had a story yesterday about 14-year-old child brides being allowed to travel into these migrant camps with migrants arriving in Europe and being allowed to sleep with their, quote, husbands. We're talking about 13, 14-year-old girls because it's part of their culture. Again, they don't have to adopt to our culture. That would be a different debate. We have to adapt and be accepting of their culture, even though it completely violates not only our moral foundation as a Western Christian nation, in whichever one you want to mention, as well as violating the law. We have to accept that. And again, in Germany now, they're saying migrants who commit, quote, petty crimes will not be charged. So, again, emboldening them to commit greater and greater crimes. So we're going to get more into that after the break. Also going to take your calls And what's going on with the American education system? You heard it before in the break. Elementary school bans Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas to avoid offending minorities. They've gone for the trifecta. So while banning traditionally Western Christian ceremonies and celebrations, meanwhile we have Islamic indoctrination being forced upon children in the American schooling system. We'll get into it after the break. This is the 4th Hour Live from Focus.com. Take care.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, there's a non-prescription formula that guys are racing to try. Peak Life Prostate. It's already taken Vitamin Shoppe by storm. But today, for the small cost of shipping and handling, you can try a free supply by calling the manufacturer directly. Peak Life Prostate does what too many brands can't. It reduces urges to urinate. It reduces waking at night to go, and it promotes a normal prostate size. If you dread long car rides because of urges to go, if you haven't had a full night's sleep in years, or if your romantic life is suffering because you're too tired for intimacy, then call now, because you can try a free supply of Peak Life Prostate. For details, call 1-800-935-6435. 1-800-935-6435. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-935-6435. 1-800-935-6435.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please, and if things don't.
We are back, 4th Hour Live of the Alex Jones Show on this Friday edition with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Going to go to some of your calls later in the hour. We've got people who have been holding for a long time. But first I wanted to get back into this. Elementary school bans Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas to avoid offending minorities. Bruce Bento Elementary School, this is in St. Paul, Minnesota, has banned Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas to avoid offending its minority student population. Listen to the letter that Principal Scott Massini sent to parents. This is what it said. I've come to the difficult decision to discontinue the celebration of the dominant holidays until we can come to a better understanding of how the dominant views will suppress someone else's view. So again, it's this tyranny of, God forbid, one person, one child, or one parent might be offended by this elementary school even recognizing something like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Of course, a massive backlash. As the Minneapolis Star reported, parents said the move was very sad and totally ridiculous. But this is a school district in St. Paul that spent $1.5 million on white privileged teacher training. So they're obviously completely obsessed with political correctness. And in this case, it's proven to be racist for them even to implement this, because this training was teaching teachers in the schools there in St. Paul that black people can act out in classes, black children. They can shout out in class. They can misbehave. And that needs to be accepted and not punished, because it's a black cultural norm for these kids to misbehave in class. So number one, you're stereotyping all but black children as being misbehaved. Again, the bigotry of low expectations. And number two, they're telling these teachers, if these black kids act out, if they misbehave, don't punish them. Don't punish them. So how are they going to grow up with the mindset that if you misbehave, if you shout out in class, then that's perfectly acceptable? Of course, they're not going to get a good education. They're going to end up on welfare. And so the circle continues. So the implementation of that, quote, white privilege training was in and of itself completely racist. And in fact, you had a black fourth grade teacher come out, Aaron Benner. He told EAG News, quote, as a black man, I can say they are hurting black kids. I've never seen anything as idiotic as PEG. This is the group that's got the contract with the school districts there in St. Paul. Everything we do, PEG, is at the forefront, he said. So they're telling teachers that you've got to not punish black kids who misbehave, whereas there's different treatment for white kids who misbehave. Arriving on time is treated as a white cultural stereotype. So I guess that makes it acceptable for non-white children to just turn up whenever they want. Again, the bigotry of low expectations. This is going to make them get a poorer education, and yet it's being done in the name of white privilege and political correctness. So now they've gone a step further at Bruce Bento Elementary and just outright banned these three celebrations. Meanwhile, parents furious after school changes the word God to Allah in Christian hymn. Parents of a 10-year-old child at a school in Austria reportedly fuming after teachers assigned homework to learn the words to a Christian hymn, except they substituted the word God for the word Allah. Austria's largest newspaper reports that school officials claim to have made the change to the words to the song, God's love is so wonderful, to Allah's love is so wonderful, in order not to offend the Muslim children in the class. So again, the parents are completely outraged. Of course, we also had an article back a couple of months ago now, where you had Canadian children, and this was approved by the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau, singing a welcome song to Syrian refugees. The problem with that was the welcome song was about how Mohammed slaughtered Christians and tried to convert them to Islam under threat of death. That was the Quranic nature that the song was based on, and they had these hundreds of Canadian kids up there singing this song to welcome the Syrian migrants. Here's another story. Parents seek to end forced Islam indoctrination school lessons. A Maryland school district is staring down a federal lawsuit accused of indoctrinating students in Islam by forcing them to memorize a conversion prayer and banning a father who objected. The Thomas More Law Center a national public law interest firm filed a lawsuit Wednesday on behalf of John and Melissa Wood and their daughter who attends La Plata High School. We're going to get more into this after the break. Again, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day, they're bad, we got to ban them. But making children sing songs and pledge their allegiance to Allah, that's perfectly fine. We'll be right back, Fourth Hour Live. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
We are back, Fourth Hour Live of the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Now, there was an interesting image that I tweeted out a few days ago, which was these migrants arriving on the shore, I think, Greeks. And it was basically a photo op. They were trying to present the notion that these migrants were drowning as they were struggling off the boat to get to the shore. The problem with that image was you could clearly see that one, if not two, of these individuals were clearly stood up in the water. It was at waist height. There's no way any of those, quote, migrants could be drowning at all, but that was the way the photo was presented. And, of course, that's just one of a series of pieces of propaganda that have created a fog of deception around this migrant invasion. Of course, when they first arrived, it was all happy, smiling families. That's the only footage that the BBC, that CNN would dare broadcast. You had the Hungarian camerawoman who tripped up a migrant, and everybody went crazy about it for the whole week. Meanwhile, you had other footage of migrants throwing rocks at Hungarians, stealing from people, smashing up towns, all these rape reports coming out of Germany and other countries. And again, not covered once to any great detail by the mainstream media, by the likes of CNN or BBC, just as the mass molestation of women in Cologne wasn't covered until at least 2 days after the incident, even by major German newspapers. So people are thirsty for the truth. I made a video about the footage the media refuses to broadcast about the migrant issue. Got over 2 million views. Wasn't even on my main channel. It was just on a backup channel. Because they didn't broadcast this kind of footage. And now we've had more fakery with the whole migrant crisis. There's an article out of Breitbart.com. Exposed pro-migrant campaigners faked migrant death for propaganda. A pro-mass migration volunteer at a refugee center has admitted fabricating the death of a Syrian migrant who supposedly died of the cold waiting for handouts in Berlin. The story was widely reported in Germany, unlike the mass molestation of women in Cologne for the first 2 days, and used to lobby for extra money and resources for migrants. So they actually faked the death of the migrant. They said, oh, he had nowhere to go. He was out in the cold in the middle of winter, begging for food. Nobody would help him. He froze to death. He died. Turns out it was completely made up. Complete crap to try and get more money from the government for these economic migrants who aren't refugees. Again, according to the UN's own figures, 4 out of 5 of them aren't even Syrian. We're talking about huge numbers of unaccompanied men, very small numbers of women and children. And on the issue of children, of course, we've had calls for Britain to accept thousands of unaccompanied Syrian children from the migrant camps over there. Turns out that a lot of them are claiming to be children and they're actually grown men. An article out of the Daily Mail, just how old do you think these migrant children are? Alarming pictures of refugees, including the fastest 14-year-old in Sweden, that shed light on a growing scandal amid Europe's asylum crisis. So they basically got a picture of some migrant children, and amongst them is a self-proclaimed 14-year-old. He looks at least 25, if not 30. You have other individuals, if you scroll down this article. Ahmed Farid claimed to be 16. He literally looks about 40. Could even be 50. So a lot of these, quote, migrant children that we're supposed to accept because of our deep humanitarianism are actually grown men who have faked their age because they don't have any documentation. Just as many of them have faked being Syrian, they have passport printing machines for fake Syrian passports that they get a hold of, and they claim to be Syrian, they're allowed into the country. Of course, now they're talking about suspending Schengen. Certain countries have already suspended it. Finally, there are some efforts to roll this back, but it seems to be too little too late. Now we have a report out of Breaking 911 on this migrant issue. Police in Sweden have dealt with over 5,000 incidents involving migrants since October, just the last few months. Figures that have been recently released show police in Sweden have dealt with over 5,000 incidents since October involving migrants. 194 violent incidents, 58 fires, 9 robberies, 600 assaults. 600 assaults for a small country just in the past few months, all attributed to migrants. 4 rapes. Of course, Sweden is the rape capital of Europe. 1,400% increase since they opened the doors to mass migration. Most of the culprits, foreign migrants. But people in Sweden, prominent politicians who talk about that, are charged with hate crimes simply for bringing up government statistics. And these migrants in Sweden were also responsible for 450 fights and 2 bomb threats in the last few months alone. This is a country whose top Islamophobia expert, who was preaching about how everyone was xenophobic and Islamophobic for asking questions about this rape epidemic in Sweden. He went on to join ISIS. You had the IKEA beheading back last year, where a couple of migrants actually tried to behead someone in an IKEA furniture store. How did the left react? How did the government react? Well, they announced new protections for not for the Swedish people, for migrants. You had the left wing go on marches for migrants after two migrants had just beheaded someone in IKEA. Again, in Cologne, you had the women there giving them roses just weeks after the mass molestation in that major German city. So again, the cuckolded left reacts the same way again and again because they refuse to draw attention to this because it completely demolishes their false moral high ground that they really care about the safety of women and children when they don't. They only use it as a political bully stick to defame the patriarchy while waffling on about one in five women being raped on college campuses, a completely fraudulent, made-up statistic. So now we've got a huge crime wave in Sweden. We've seen one in Finland. We've seen one in Germany. The police have been ordered to cover it up because they don't want to stoke civil unrest. And on that subject, we have this article out of RT fleshing out more detail for this story that we had a couple of days ago. Sweden may be at war in a few years, top brass in leaked document. In a few years, Sweden may be engaged in a war with a qualified opponent after two centuries of peace, a senior Swedish commander has told soldiers in an internal brochure. So who could it be? One of the speculations is that it could be ISIS. Of course, we know from ISIS's own propaganda manifesto, they plan to infiltrate jihadists into Europe via the migrant wave. They specifically and explicitly state that they want to create these Muslim ghettos, the same one that we got chased out of in Molenbeek, where all of these Paris massacre terrorists came from. They want to create those ghettos so they can radicalize people, so they can create new jihadists. And they want to make an alliance with the left wing. Again, this is out of ISIS's own manifesto. They said, basically, leftists and jihadists share the same broad goals. So we should recruit and radicalize left-wing protesters. What do you see in Calais? The left-wing communists waving red flags, helping the migrants violate the law, attacking a more generous welfare system than France. So they've already joined up with many of these forces, and now ISIS plans to radicalize more by creating more of these Muslim ghettos in major European cities. So that's why we've had all these warnings of civil unrest. We had one out of France, which we reported on back in August. France prepares for mass unrest, radicalized immigrants taking over cities. French security forces are preparing for mass civil unrest and radicalized immigrants taking over entire neighborhoods, according to intelligence sources. The army is making contingency plans for the reappropriation of national territory, winning back areas of cities in the event of immigrant populations obtaining weapons and becoming openly hostile to authorities. Now, in Molenbeek, you can get a Kalashnikov on the streets within a couple of hours, you know, for a few hundred euros. This is what they're going to have to deal with if these waves continue to flood into Europe, if we don't impose reasonable, sensible border controls once again, which Merkel has showed no signs of doing in Germany, to the extent where now a top psychiatrist says that she's in the midst of a mental breakdown because she refuses to accept any criticism and change her policy. She's completely maniacal. She's gone beyond the pale and is in the midst of having a nervous breakdown, according to a top German psychiatrist. 40% of the German people now, according to a Yahoo.com article today, want Merkel to quit. Nearly 40% of German voters think Chancellor Angela Merkel should quit over her liberal asylum policy after almost 1.1 million newcomers arrived last year. 1.1 million new people, all completely incompatible with Western culture, Western traditions, Western democracy, have arrived in Germany in just a year. And now you begin to see the consequences. I mean, the most shocking thing out of this article is the fact that a greater number, 45%, disagreed that Merkel should resign. So again, we used to call it Stockholm Syndrome. Now it has to be renamed Cologne Syndrome. Because even after this mass molestation on New Year's Eve, the left has still fallen into line behind the mantra of multiculturalism despite the fact that it's proven not only to be an abject failure, but now a growing national security threat. Again, middle class becoming radicalized in backlash against migrant influx, warn German security experts. This was from back in October, where they were warning Merkel that this was going to lead to a, quote, middle class uprising, which is why they're covering up details of the migrant crime wave in Germany by not naming the suspects, the identity of the suspects, because they say it could, quote, legitimize critics of mass immigration. Meanwhile, you had one of the ex-Stasi agents involved with the German government and with Facebook censoring people for making anti-migrant comments on social media. And again, they introduced it with, you know, oh, it's just violent threats that people are making. That's all we're interested in. And now you have the situation in just one town in the Netherlands where somebody said that their country's refugee open border policy was a, quote, bad plan. Those were the words he used on social media. Bad plan. Was that a violent threat? No, but he got a home visit from the police, as did several other people in that town. Meanwhile, they're saying these migrants could commit petty crimes. We won't do a damn thing about it. But don't you dare say that it's a bad plan to import them all on Facebook, or you're going to get a home visit from the police. And they told him, you better change your tone. How can you change your tone anymore? How milquetoast is that criticism to say something's a bad plan? He made no violent threat whatsoever, gets a home visit, numerous other people in the town did, and it's completely tyrannical, and that's why we continue to focus on it. Let's go to one of these calls, though. We got Matt in Florida. He's been holding a while. Matt, go ahead. You're on the air. Matt's not there. Who else we got? We got Darcy in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead, Darcy.
Hello, Mr. Watson. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, you're raising a lot of really important points, and I'm up here in Canada. We have in less than a week, February 4th, next Thursday, we're going to be signing into the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and I think it's important that Canadians know what that means. It means more censorship, more control on our media. I'd just like to say that people need to become their own local Drudge Report. Don't let your local media use their talking points to push their agenda. And that's what I saw. I'm a web host. I opened an auction website for my local area, but it has a news column, and I show our local news feeds, Drudge Report news feeds. And then I highlight the points that need addressing. Like in Alberta, we have a education minister who's now they're allowing the students to define their own gender. You know, I just see so many of the talking points being forced on us. And if people just take a little bit of effort, they can actually change that in their local area. In less than a week, I'm up to over 700 unique visits a day. So I know it's making an impact, and a lot of what InfoWars, what Drudge Report brings out, I can highlight and show to my local area where people would look at me and I get ostracized talking to someone one-on-one by friends and neighbors. They wouldn't understand what I'm saying. It's gaining traction. So I just wanted to say, you guys, especially here in Canada, if you suffer from cold, D3 is what you need. Winter Sun and InfoWars Store is really important. I notice it when I don't take it for a day. I'm up to about 10,000 UI a day, personally. I know I'm rambling on here, but my last point would be on Donald Trump. Donald Trump, $6 million to your 501c3 for the veterans needs to be disclosed openly. We want to know where that money's going. You know, we don't want to line the pockets of general contractors to put expansions on the veterans buildings that already exist. This money needs to go to the homeless veterans, the veterans that need the care. It's really important that he disclose this publicly so we know where that money's going. Don't mind donating to that cause, but if it's not going to the right place, I think that's what Joe is a little bit upset about. Joe Biggs is a wonderful reporter and veteran, And I identify with what he's saying there. And sorry if I'm rambling on here, but
no, I would fully agree with that because we need complete transparency on that. And thanks for the call, Cash in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure to talk to you. I don't know if you were listening earlier when Alex was talking to David up in Oregon. And David had that local guest on who had organized a meeting of 400 people the night that guy was shot to talk about what they could do about the corruption in government. And I just wanted to bring to attention to bring your attention and the Oregon residents and your millions of listeners that there is a group out there that's doing some very important work. In fact, they've moved into the Oregon courts regarding the Hammond case. The name of the group is National Liberty Alliance, and their website is nationallibertyalliance.org.
All right, we'll be sure to check it out. We've got to jump because we're going to go to a break in about 30 seconds. Try and squeeze one more of your calls in. Now they've come out with a new Barbie, a curvy Barbie. Basically, it's a fat Barbie with blue hair so as not to offend feminists. The problem is the kids hate it and nobody wants to buy it. They're having to package it with the normal Barbie just to try and get it off the shelves. It's a complete marketing disaster. Stories up on Truth Revolt. We'll be back. Final segment of the fourth hour live. Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along
with Colonel Jackson.
We all have a mind in Mississippi.
John Show, fourth hour. We're going to go to another call now. Ryan in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, Paul? Thanks for taking my call. I've been on with Alex about four or five times. This is my first time on with you, and I've always enjoyed what you had to say, and wanted to chime in on just a few things. We can talk about the debate. I like what you talked about with how they're trying to use political correctness to completely ban Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, and pretty much everything else. They would ban breathing if they could, pretty much. And, oh, and tax it, too. But what it sounds like they're trying to do is just destroy everybody's belief system so that way they can say that it never happened. I mean, one day it'll be a conspiracy theory to say that boys and girls sat in this thing called a classroom and made these things called Valentine's cards just to socially interact. Wouldn't you say so, Paul?
Well, now in some schools they're instructing teachers not to use the word boy or girl because that's not inclusive enough of transgender people. You had social justice warriors the other day wanting to remove I think it was a plaque in honor of Martin Luther King because he, back in the, early 60s, wasn't inclusive of transgenders. So they're now even denouncing this social justice icon, Martin Luther King, because he wasn't inclusive of transgender people. It's completely insane. Thanks for the call. Wanted to get into this article just to finish off, and it's about Trump. HuffPost fights back against Trump's popularity by posting derogatory note on articles covering his campaign. The Huffington Post, the liberal website owned by transnational corporations, of course sold to AOL, has decided to slam Donald Trump with every post about the presidential frontrunner. Henceforth, at the bottom of every post about Trump, the following will appear. Quote, this is going to be on every single article that mentions Trump on the Huffington Post website. Quote, note to our readers, Donald Trump is a serial liar, rampant xenophobe, racist, birther, and bully who has repeatedly pledged to ban all Muslims, 1.6 billion members of an entire religion, from entering the US. Now, I don't even agree with Trump on many of his policies. I was more in line with Rand Paul. But this is just blatant lies. Blatant. He never said he wanted to ban all Muslims. He called for a temporary restriction on Muslim migrants coming into the US. He doesn't want to ban all Muslims in perpetuity. That's a complete lie. And it's just the lengths that these people will go to. In fact, there's a super PAC that's come out with an anti-Trump video, which I'm going to do a debunking piece on later today, but so watch out for that. And they just misrepresent him entirely. They invent quotes out of thin air. They claim that Trump said he, quote, hates gays. And they actually put it in finger quotes. He never said that. They make the claim that Trump said a rapist and drug dealer is a synonym for Mexican immigrant. Again, never said that. Said there was a problem with drugs and rapists coming in from Mexico. Did he say that all Mexican immigrants were drug dealers and rapists? No. It's the same BS argument when you criticize the violent aspects of Islam, and then people say, well, what are you saying, all Muslims are terrorists? No, that's a completely inaccurate argument, and it doesn't even address the root of the debate. So now Huffington Post, on every single article, is going to put that Trump's a racist and a xenophobe, even though they've been putting his articles in the entertainment section for months. They had to reverse that policy when he became the frontrunner because it was completely ridiculous. Now they're going to denounce him as a racist in every single article on their website. Again, not the behavior of an impartial, credible news organization. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight. Alex will be back with the Sunday Show. Thanks for joining us. Breaking news, InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.